Dr. Shyam Sundar sees patients suffering from Kalazar in India's Bihar state. The disease, transmitted by sand flies, causes prolonged fever and can be fatal if left untreated. Dr. Sundar is developing a simpler approach to treatment rather than the older protocol of several days of injections.
Today the future is much more bright for this disease than what was there 20 years ago.
Dr. Sundar works with Drugs for Neglected Diseases Initiative, DNDI. The international collaboration committed to developing and delivering new drugs and therapies has launched a four-year program for diagnosis and treatment of Kalazar in India and Bangladesh. Experts say DNDI's findings may ultimately change the way the disease is treated in these two countries. Peter Hotez, president of Sabin Vaccine Institute, says it is much easier to test new therapies in India than in other parts of the world.
The good news is India is a fascinating country in that it's what we sometimes call an IDC, an innovative developing country. Yes, you have enormous pockets of poverty, and yes, you have terrible problems with elephantiasis and hookworm and Kalazar and leprosy, but at the same time you have a very advanced and sophisticated biotechnology machine in India.
Deadly and disabling infections are also severe in sub-Saharan Africa. But scientists working there say that people in the region do not benefit from new therapies because their governments lack standardized guidelines for testing new drugs. This is also a problem in Southeast Asia and parts of South America. A new report from the Center for Global Development, a public policy research institute, says that scores of medicines for deadly infections are caught in a regulatory labyrinth that slows progress. Amanda Glassman is the Director for Global Health at the Institute.
We now have this very large number of really important and promising products that are in the clinical development pipeline, nearing stage 3 clinical trials, which is the last stage. And yet the process to get through those clinical trials is very involved, very costly, very inefficient.
There are 90 potentially life-saving drugs in the pipeline waiting to be tested.
If they can agree on the rules of the game, and they can empower a regional institution to make sure those rules of the game are met, then they're going to get better quality information, they're going to have the clinical trial in their country, which also brings benefits.
Experts say neglected infections take their biggest toll in the poorest countries of the world, nations that also lack the regulatory systems to test new therapies. Vidushi Sinha, VOA News, Washington.